The Wrangell Marine Travel Lift is in its second year of operation, and Harbor Master Greg Meisner says it's already seen some action.
For home boats and our launching boats, we're getting busy already. April is going to be really, really busy. I mean, we've been just kind of starting up right now, getting some boats pulled, some of the water, but April is going to really kick off, and I think it'll be April, May, and June will be very busy.
Since its opening in November 2006, the Travel Lift has now pulled close to 200 boats. Meisner thinks this coming season will surpass last year's.
My guess is by the end of this year, it'll be busier than last year.
And that's despite the closure of the Wrangell Marine Travel Lift from June 15th to July 15th. During this time, a washdown pad and treatment center will be built and installed. Meisner describes how these work.
When we pull the boat and it's on slings, we're going to pull it over a concrete pad that's going to be about 26 feet wide by about 80 feet long. And then, of course, that is all sloped down into a catch basin where the main particulates and water fall into. And the water goes from there into a treatment center. It's a filtration little plant where it pulls out the metals and all the particulates, and the clean water goes out into city sewer.
This system will prevent potential contaminants that are linked with the Marine Service Center from getting into the ocean.
The biggie that some of the agencies push is they say at X amount of PSI water pressure, the metals become water soluble, the metals in the paint, so on. And they don't want those things hitting the water. So that's the primary push to get all those activities off the water, is they're saying those metals pollute the water.
Currently in Wrangell, boats are pressure washed on gridirons. This allows all the runoff to go right into the water. This is common throughout Alaska. Meisner thinks Wrangell's Marine Travel Lift will be one of the first, if not the first, haul-out facility in the state to have a washdown pad and treatment center.
Wrangell's doing what needs to be done for Wrangell, and that is making this the best yard we can. And we always knew putting a washdown pad in is, you know, DEC's learning along with us. As this was designed, the engineers are working with DEC pretty closely to make sure whatever we get in works for everybody.
Meisner doesn't think the 30-day closure will greatly impact the overall business of the Travel Lift. The Wrangell Harbor has sent out notices and advertised in newspapers around Southeast. The goal was to warn people early enough so they could work around the closure period. This will not affect people who want to work on their boats in the port yard. Other future additions to the Marine Service Center Wrangell include a hydraulic trailer, which will enable even more boats to be hauled and stored. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.